McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach, I know we had a bye week last week, but the week before, we finished the regular season against Portal here at home. Big night, senior night, lots of things going on. And the Bucs took care of business to finish the regular season strong.
Yeah, we did. I felt like, Todd, this was our best game of the year, and what a time to do it, the last game of the year. What a time to be playing good football going into the playoffs. We were crisp in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I mean, it's the final score was 40-0. Is that right? You start looking at the history between Portal and MCA, recently at least. It seems to go back and forth between the teams, and this was the Bucs' year.
Yeah, they beat us at home last year, as we were challenging for a share of the region championship. They beat us at home, I think, 28-0, 28-7, something like that. And this year they rolled in here again, and, we just played well. I guess, if you cherry-pick something to work on, our extra points were bad. We made 1 2-point and 1 kicking extra point, so that could bite us in the playoffs, so we've got to get better there. We've been working it every day. Tomorrow, which would be Wednesday, will be the big day for that, going into the Wilcox County game. Then our fullback game sputtered a little bit, but the other phases, the quarterback game, the slot back game, the receiver game, defense, coverages, all that was really good.
Yeah, let's start. The Bucs' signature as far as we play football starts on the defensive side of the ball. I know the offense is clicking, and we're going to get to that. But let's start on the defensive side of the ball. You pitched a shutout against a pretty good team.
We did. They played better to a 28-7 ball game, and we knew they were solid. They beat Bryan County. We felt like we needed to step up and play our ball, not somebody else's ball. We were able to do that against Savannah High and able to do that against Portal. And the defense, we just had their number. They got in a heavy run formation. I think thought they might bully us a little bit in the run game. And they had two good drives. But as a whole, we were able to bend but not break.
Yeah, bend but not break. Once there, I know they drove deep into Buck territory, threatening to score in the red zone. Tell us how that played out.
So we're up 12-0 with 2 missed extra points. And they drove down deep, Todd. It was around the 8 to 12-yard line. I don't remember exactly now. I've seen too much film since then. But they got in a heavy run set, an old single wing where the running back takes the direct snap. And the center's timing was off, and it glanced off the running back's shoulder pad. And Derek Irons picked it up and looked like he was shot out of a cannon to score before the half. When that happened, we went up, I think, maybe got the 2-point and went up 20-0. Maybe 20-0. And they came back out totally deflated. If you remember, they came back out of the locker room dragging like somebody killed their dog. And we thought we had them then. They tapped out.
Yeah. What a backbreaker. You're up 12-0. They're about to drive in, punch it in. They felt good about it. And like you said, just broke their backs with Derek Irons with a 90-plus yard return for the TD, the scoop and score. And, man, that crowd was going nuts.
Yeah, they were. I was glad to see Derek back in full stride, too. He's, he only got to play 4 games last year, so having him back was big.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, having him back is such a big deal. He's in full stride. Once he took off down the field, there was nobody catching him on that play, I can promise you. And, Coach, what were the stats for what we gave up on defense. You know, what did we hold them to in the passing game, the run game total? I know it had to be good pitching that shutout.
It was. You know, they didn't throw the ball very well. We held them to minuscule yardage passing the ball. They ran the ball hard at us, but there was never any, if you remember, there was never any big chunks of yardage. It was always a slow grind, try to run the clock. They played ball control, really, Todd, just to try to keep our offense off the field and shorten the game is what happened. But they had two good drives, and aside from those two good drives, I think they were under 100 yards rushing, under 100 yards total offense.
Nice. Nice. Big defensive ball game. And to score 40 points and probably could have went for more at any point. Tell us now about the offensive side of the ball, Coach.
Well, Neo threw the ball for 127 yards and two touchdowns.
Nice.
And then we rushed for, I think, 258. So we were, you know, we're sitting in the high threes on the offensive side with multiple big plays. Had a big catch by Andrew Roberson, two big catches by Craig Battle for really the first two scores. He scored on a deep pass, and he also scored on a busted screenplay. It was actually supposed to be fake the screenplay, throw the deep ball. They covered the deep ball, didn't cover the screen, so Neil was smart enough to see that was opposite and threw it to Craig. He just went in the end zone.
And if memory serves on that play, too, the footwork of Neo West, which we talk about weekly, extending the play, having the vision down the field, and having where do all to make that play was a big part of that play's success.
Yeah, we have a whole drill called a blue vest drill, and all the routes are ran on air. There's no defensive backs, but we have a live defensive line that rushes against our offensive line and the quarterback. So it's helped him immensely with his footwork and where to go and see the little pockets and rolls. And in fact, we're doing it today.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the big plays, you know, Agent Zero, that's Craig Battle, CJ, you know, he had a monster game. And as you said, Andrew Robertson, you know, has just been running wild in the passing game as of late.
He has. So we felt like he was ready. And when people started doubling up CJ Battle, we were able to get Andrew the ball. And he's done well with it. When he knows the route, he's dangerous with it. And, you know, Friday, we actually threw that ball into oncoming double coverage. It wasn't there yet, but he just decided to go take it from the middle of them, and he did, and nearly scored.
Yeah, it was an impressive play, and, you know, once he's another one of the Bucks that when he catches that ball in full stride with open field, he's tough to bring down.
He is, for sure.
What you talked about the run game, you know, and the fullback game sputtered a little bit, but came around.
Did in the second half.
You know, talk to us about any adjustments that were made, you know, and how did you get that back on track?
Well, we've simplified the fullback game. He's been both our fullbacks, Ernest McIntosh and recently Lorenzo Reed, have been blocking well, which is springing the slot back game and the quarterback game. So we're running. You know, we're sitting here fussing about 250 yards of rushing and 127 passing. So the fullback game finally popped in the second half. We were able to get the numbers in the box like we needed them. We're able to make some blocks that aren't complicated now. So that fullback game is going to be really simple again this Friday, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming together right here at the right time of year, going into the playoffs with some momentum. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Pardon me. Coach, let's talk about some individual highlights for the Bucks. First, before we go to the highlights in the portal game, Ernest McIntosh, the truth, Ernest McIntosh, didn't play this past week again as he's nursing some injuries. Can you give us an update on the truth?
He practiced yesterday. He's going to be day by day. He still was a little tender yesterday. I don't know if it was confidence or pain. He iced today. So he's going to be day by day. Being a Saturday game is definitely going to increase his chances of being able to play.
That's a good thing. I mean, it's always good to have depth and, you know, and a running back and athlete. The level of Ernest is always good to have in your game plan.
It'd be nice to get him back full tilt. I'll see you today. I expect to be able to assess him pretty close today.
Good deal. That's encouraging news. Talk to us about, take us through the offensive numbers, defensive numbers. Who played well in this great win against Portal?
Well, Derek Irons was player of the week. I think Derek – don't hold me to this exactly. I think he had 16 total hits on tackles.
Wow.
That's assists, tackles for losses, sacks, you know, the fumble recovery, the scoop and score. Then the defensive line played stellar. You've got Anthony Jackson, who just wreaks havoc. Derek, Javonte Cummings, Jaden Lotson's becoming a factor. Then when those guys are occupying, eating up blocks, that lets the linebackers run free. So our linebackers all had double digits. Jaden Ellis, Tyler Alexander, and Makai Jackson all had double digits, and then the secondary didn't have much because didn't anybody make it to them. So that was big.
Yeah, they and that defensive line. I mean, they are stout, and every one of those players you just named tend to wreak havoc in their own special way.
Yeah, and then you had one of the big things that kind of got overlooked was Jalen Dallas had his best Friday night punting. He was able to flip the field multiple times. He averaged 36 yards a punt, which is 6 yards above his average.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a good job. And offensively, you know, Nehemiah West, hands down, was the player of the week. He had Craig Battle with an outstanding game with 2 touchdown catches. You had Lorenzo Reed with several big runs, including a big touchdown. And you had our double slot back attack with Jaden Ellis and Greg Peacock was tough to stop. That hit so fast. You know, we're mirrored on each side. We have the same look on each side of the ball, or each side of the right and left of the ball. And that hit so fast, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, I mean, and they're both talking about those slot backs, Ellis and Peacock. Those are two explosive kids.
They are. And then, you know, you start trying to steal and get an extra hat on that jet, and that's when Craig and Andrew and or one of those slots hurt you, or we hit the fullback up the middle, or all of a sudden here goes Neo on a scramble.
Yeah, I mean, and it was clicking on all cylinders. And the offensive line continues to improve game to game.
They are. They're pretty pleasant to coach right now. They're good kids, good young men. They're not overly talented as far as athleticism, but God gifted them with some common sense, and they're smart. So we're able to now start thinking about how we're going to block instead of just guesswork, and that's paying off. We're getting beat up slowly in some areas instead of just giving up, you know, the whole thing. And when the lineman can get in the way, you know, just when you've made a block if your guy don't make the tackle. So that's a big deal. You know, that offensive line is led by Brandon Acree. I think Brandon knows every blocking assignment on that line.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, talking about Brandon Acree, what a benefit it is to have a senior leader in that position.
It is. I think he could genuinely play every position on the line. I think he knows it that well. He even knows who's supposed to be on the right and left side on certain plays.
Well, and that's a good thing.
You know, yesterday we had a play that we run, you can't run against a certain front. And I made an adjustment just to see how they would do. Right when I called the play, we got up the line, and all of a sudden, Brandon and Chris Austin are pointing, "Hey, wait a minute, we can't do this." And I said, "Why did I make the adjustment?" And then the light bulb went off. They're like, "Oh, that'll work, Coach." You know, so they did exactly what I thought. They caught it right on the spot.
Well, and that's always good when it starts to come together, and it should come together at this time of year. You know, finishing the regular season at a strong 7-3. and getting ready for the playoffs as we are moving forward.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little funny story. You're worse than me about giving people nicknames, a lot better. Occasionally I slip one in.
Right.
So I called Brandon Acree Acorn. And I noticed he left when he, you know, when they got to print the, or paint their names on the in the end zone.
Yeah,
he put Acorn.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it's nicknames are a good thing. What about? Let's go back to the defensive side of the ball. You know, and the defensive backs. You know, your safeties. You got MJ Quarterman and Neo West patrolling those positions. But you also got your cornerbacks locking down some people.
Yeah, you know, you've got your norm guys back there with Neo and MJ playing extremely well in the secondary. You know, somebody that really had a good ball game, personal best, in fact, was Leonard Gilchrist. He did a good job stepping in and getting some playing time. He was on – Coach Minish was on the sideline Friday night, and he was able to keep Leonard on our sideline to help coach him up, and he was really solid. He made a great play on a quick screen one time. And Greg Peacock did really well as well, playing one of the corners. And then Jalen Dallas played the other safety and was able to come down on the line of scrimmage and give us an extra hat when they got in that overload run front.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it was lockdown city Friday night, and that's the way you want it, especially in a big ball game like that. And it was senior night. You know, speak to our seniors, Coach.
Man, this is the – I think the Dome team we had in 2000 had as many seniors. Other than that, I don't recall, at least my tenure here, having that as many seniors. We have 18 seniors, and they all played Friday night. In fact, one senior that hadn't played a lot, Aiden Anderson, maybe had his best ball game at guard. He wanted to show Coach Warren that he was ready to play a little more.
That's awesome. You know, seniors getting to play on senior night, you know, the opportunity came up that they could go in and to hear that they did well.
It did. I wish I could have. You know, you got 18. You can't start them all at one time. Only 11 go on the field. But we did get all the seniors in. They all played significant. It wasn't just one play. You know, where you get the kid in, it's one play. It wasn't like that. They all played several series.
Yeah. And of course, you know, as the season moves on, you know, we're going to Wilcox County. And we're going to get to that preview in just a minute, sports fans. But we you know, this group of seniors, in reflection, when it's all said and done, when they graduate in next May, you know, the accomplishments these kids have had over their 4 years will be vast.
Yeah, I was just counting up the wins that these guys have had. It's been pretty good in McIntosh County football history. I don't think it's the most wins for a four-year stint, but they're up there pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, they've been hugely successful. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, we've recapped the final game of the regular season against Portal. We've talked about the highlights, you know, and in reflection, fantastic regular season, you know, coming in strong. We are the third seed coming out of our region, and we travel this Saturday, 5 o'clock kickoff to Wilcox County High School over in Rochelle, Georgia. Let's talk about Wilcox County. What are we looking at, Coach?
Well, they're traditionally a good football team. They're coached by Rob Stowe. He was up in North Georgia for a while. They're really, been tough year in, year out. Just looking at them with what we've seen on film and common opponents, they're tough defensively. They play hard nose. They're physical. They run a four-man front on defense, multiple. It could be a 4-4, 4-3, 4-2-5, just to disguise some things. So we've got our hands full. We're going to have to play well to move the ball. Then on offense, they've struggled all year, but I kind of thought we had an easy time until Friday night. They really played well Friday night in the region championships against Telfair County. They came up short. It was 30-28 loss for Wilcox, but I think there were 7 or 8 lead changes in that ball game. So they played their tail off, and if they play us that way, it's going to be a heck of a ball game because I know we're going to show up and play hard.
Yeah. You know, and they'll be playing at home, of course. You know, that's all about getting one of those top 2 seeds out of the region.
Yeah, they've got a little they're solid in on several places. They got a kid, and I don't know his name, so I don't know numbers. Number 21 plays running back and linebacker. He's tough as a pine knot. And then they have a kid, number 1, last name is McAdoo. He's about 5'9", 150 pounds, 160 pounds. He's a playmaker. Melvin McAdoo, I believe, is his name. He plays hard. We're going to have to know where he is on the field, Todd, to make sure we can handle him.
Yeah. I mean, it's you get to this point in the season, I mean, all the teams in the playoffs are going to have some good players.
Yeah, they are. And you know, they know we can play good football. They know we're playing good football right now. I can't answer for them. Did that region championship loss take any wind out of their sails? I don't know, but I'd like to get on them early to see, you know, to see if we, you know, see what can happen if we get on them. And I feel good about, you know, if we come go play Buccaneer football, it's a good matchup for us in the first round.
Yeah, you know, it's two seems to be pretty evenly matched teams, each one with some similar strengths and some different strengths.
Yeah, it sure is. I think, you know, just in my view, I think they're going to have – they certainly have people can run with some of our guys, but I think all 11 on the field, our team speed is going to be an issue. Our physicality is going to be an issue. They're going to have a hard time blocking us. So we've got to play well defensively again, and we've got to put together some scoring opportunities on offense.
Yeah. And, you know, just looking at the Max Preps records and seeing who they played, if I saw it correctly, Coach, common opponent here was ECI.
Yeah, common opponent was ECI. They lost to ECI 13-7. And they didn't score an offensive touchdown. Early in the game, ECI fumbled and Wilcox scooped and scored, picked it up and scored. So, you know, we got to avoid that kind of mistake. And but ECI was able to shut them out. But I do feel like they've improved since then. So has ECI. But they've been able to move the ball a little better, in particular this Friday night. So we're hoping that, you know, they gave up more rushing yards than they've given up all year Friday night against Telfair. So that was a good film to watch. So we'll see what's happening Saturday when we go play them.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, you look at they played ECI early in the season. I think it may have been their first game, and so did we. You know, it was that was the big game. You know, we won 7-6 up at ECI, and you know, near the beginning of our season. So both teams looking at the records, the scores. I know by watching Bucs football, I can speak to that strongly, but both teams have gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, we beat ECI 7-6 with a touchdown callback. Took overtime to beat them, and a bloop over the end zone win with an extra point, first one of the year. And then, you know, like I said, the ECI shut them down pretty good. They're a little better offensively now. It's going to be a big task to shut them out, you know. But, Todd, if they can't score, they can't win.
That's right. So. No, that's, again – The signature Bucs football starts on the defensive side of the ball.
It does, and we've got to, like I said, we've got to be able to play. They present multiple offenses. They run more offense now than about anybody we've seen. They can come out and run wing T. several different looks. They can come out and run the H-back twin spread look, and then they can come out and run traditional trips open and double twins and flinging around and run screens and draws and GT counters. So we don't really know what we're going to get in that regard.
Yeah, so, you know, they could run it, they can pass it. Sounds like they're pretty balanced with what they're able to do.
Yeah, I guess the new feature we saw was them putting the McAdoo kid into a Wildcat look. He had some moderate success there, so that's going to be something we have to defend as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an age-old concept. You know, just give the ball to your playmaker and turn him loose.
Imagine that.
Yeah, you know, it's you win a lot of ball games that way. So, you know, looking at the road trip, it's about a three-hour drive, give or take, maybe a little less to Rochelle. And it's on a Saturday, Coach. How did we end up with a 5 o'clock start on a Saturday with Friday night lights all over the state?
Well, we were the unlucky classification to have to play on Saturday. So everybody in single A Division II has to play on Saturday this week. So I don't know if that'll happen again in the playoffs, but if it does, it'll be a different classification. So then the length of travel was an issue, and Coach Stowe sent me an offer that said, hey, 5 o'clock. He didn't like to play any much earlier than that he felt like that was fair to get us back, and I didn't feel like arguing, and felt like that was fine, because we could be, you know, that game's probably going to be over with by about 8 o'clock, and we might be on the road by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Friday, Saturday, no matter what time and what day, Coach Warren, it's game time.
Yes, game time. So we're coming in tied Saturday at 10 o'clock. You said, wait a minute, you play at 5. We're coming at 10 o'clock, and we're going to pack. And then we're going to do a light walkthrough. Then one of the churches is going to feed the guys. Preacher Lynn has set that up. That'll be at about 11. And then after we eat, we'll go let the kids use the restroom, get their bags on the trailer and buses, get them some snacks for the road, waters or drinks or whatever, and then we'll hit the road 12 or 12:15 and roll into Rochelle, however you say that, around, you know, 3:15, 3:30.
And we've got just a couple seconds left, Coach, maybe 20 or so. Give us a really quick rundown of this week's practice. How's it going?
Well, it's funny you said that, because we've had a hard time keeping their attention span for a while. So everything the last 3 weeks has been about an hour and a half practice, up-tempo, fast-paced, get it, do it right, do it light.
Do it right and do it light. Folks, there you have it. I mean, it's big time rolling in here on Saturday at 5 o'clock in Rochelle, Georgia. The Bucks travel to take on Wilcox County High School in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off, and always remember, we are one buck.